Absolutely. We've had no lack of competition in creating opportunities for us to learn from the experiences. So, and tonight was no different. There was some hardware on the line, and given that, we had to throw caution to the wind a little bit in the dying moments and risk what we had secured in the back to go forward and take chances. And,
Because you needed a win in order to
we needed to win. Get
in the cup.
We needed to win 1-0 to draw even with them,
and then would have forced
to win it outright. So, we had to finally give a little bit to get something out of it, and that's a big risk. And we didn't recognize the risk a little bit without the lack of pressure on the ball. Transition happened quickly. We were a little bit flat-footed. You know, a big strong kid just gets a step on us, and Nate had just came up hobbling earlier, a couple of minutes before that, so he wasn't in any position to either catch him, and consequently felt the need to try to preserve an opportunity for us with a minute left to still have a chance, not looking kind of long term, and the ramifications of his actions would cause him to sit out the next game. So, so everything, as I said, was going very well for us, and the game plan, I think, was being played out perfectly, and it was a hard-fought game, and a credit to Wheaton. I don't know if they had as much of the play as they would have liked. They were certainly physical and had a presence defensively.
Well, he said a lot of that was a credit to the way you guys played in order to prevent them from doing what they wanted to do.
And they kept themselves in it long enough to find a way at the end. And they knew a tie was going to be good enough for them, so they could kind of sit back and be patient a little bit. And so it played out to be a great evening and a great game. And credit to them.
The you guys, again, both defenses played real well. Both was all the goalkeepers that were in there made some nice plays. It was those are good signs.
Oh, absolutely. There wasn't a whole lot, not a whole lot of great looks in the offensive third or in the vital area. And when there was, the goalies came up big and had a presence in controlling their area. And that's all you can ask for them, is to come up with at least one big save to keep us in. And I think both can be accredited for doing that. And then there was nothing we could do on the free kick. That was very well placed. And, it just added insult to injury a little bit on the end of that play to lose a player. And then
have them
score and take the trophy. So, all in all,
for the other 79 minutes, everything was great.
Yeah, everything was great.
So, you've been through it all, you've seen it all, you guys have been through the whole ringer here this season. They go into the postseason, and really absolutely no pressure on them whatsoever. So.
No, there isn't. They go in as the underdog for the most part, and I think they're seasoned and having played from behind, played ahead, seeing, things implode in the last minute or two. But I think that's, that certainly has built some character, and it's built and conformed them into a tighter unit that hopefully they can rely on as they go forward here, as the pressure becomes a little bit more so.
Okay, well, let's go.